That's what we need to talk about.
Let us pray once again.
Siyabulela Nkosi ukuthi wehlele phakathi kwethu ngomoya wakho.
We pray, Lord, that you will come down and be in our midst through your Holy Spirit.
Yena ophilisa izwi lakho lifinyelele ethembeni.
He who breathes life into your word bring and reaches the heart of a person. And that it will reveal to each person individually what it means. So Lord, may it work deep in our hearts and that it will cut deep, that the one who is asleep will awake.
Ngithanda ukuba ngikhulume ngezwi elijwayelekile eBhayibhelini.
I'd like to share with you from a word that's very well known in the Bible.
Sithola ngokaluka isahluko sesibili. Sifungene ngezwi lamashumi amabili nanye.
Find it in Luke chapter 2, verse 21.
Wathi sesiphelile izintsuku ezishumi ezishiyagalombili zokuba umntwana asokwe igama lakhe lathiwa uJesu elaliqanjiwe ingelosi engakathathathwa esweni.
And when 8 days were completed for the circumcision of the child, his name was called Jesus, the name given by the angel before he was conceived in the
womb.
Now when the days of the purification according to the law of Moses were completed, they brought him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every male who opens the womb shall be called holy to the Lord. And to offer sacrifice according to what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. And then it goes on to relate about Simeon and also about Anna, but I'm not going to read all that because it will take too much time. Before we continue, there are parents that would like their child to be dedicated. Lord willing, we will share from God's word how parents brought their children to the Lord, that he would bless them and by that also separating them unto the Lord.
Testament in Elkana, maybe wait some more. So, he can my favor, was a good guy to be so one. And Papa went to wait in a much more money. Then he got to look such a good one.
When a child was born, the boy child after 8 days was circumcised, and then after 40 days it was the time for purification for the mother.
Ha spazzò qua la cucina, non mi fai venire con sopra, o con me su qualche sacco. Con qua. O poi anche un mese ci sono sì, un sussa. In fila, io so che ti.
Now we don't practice physical circumcision in that way. We believe in spiritual circumcision, where you are separated and you do away with any unclean thing. But we'll still speak about that. And then after 40 days, after 40 days, the child was brought to be presented to the Lord, to be dedicated to the Lord, and also that was the time of purification for the mother. Let us pray. Here are these parents, Lord. We thank you as well with them for granting them this child. Bring it to be blessed by you, to be set apart for you,
Lord.
And Lord, work in a wonderful way that that will also happen in the life of this child and also the parents.
Amen.
Thank
you.
There's so much in this portion that we've read. One could say every word is pregnant with meaning. In fact, there's so many points I won't even be able to touch on everything. I will just touch on a few things quickly.
It takes the color to what it says, it pays it to be the sugar, share a little bit. So, who about one so? He come a lucky little dress. No more good to show. A lady can't wait, a nose, ever touch out what is.
And the text starts with these words. When 8 days were completed for the circumcision of the child, his name was called Jesus. One could say Joshua. And the name given by the angel before he was conceived. Now, according to the Jewish law at that time, they had to circumcise the boy child on the 8th day. On the 8th day, Now, circumcision in that time was not like today, where you have anesthetics and you have the most modern equipment to do it with, that the child doesn't feel any pain as a result. It was difficult
to get to my friend. I took, I threw up into that wind.
It was a difficult thing, a painful thing. It wasn't like today. There were no anesthetics in those days. So on the 8th day, experience. He had to suffer in that way, in spite of the fact that for him it would have been totally unnecessary. But that was the sign to show that they belonged to the nation of Israel. And that is symbolic of cutting away that which is unclean, in other words, sin in your life. Now, today, we don't need that physical circumcision because there is something far greater. It's that circumcision of the heart which God Himself performs. Now there are heathens, godless people who, like the evolutionists, speak their things, saying things, and by it just displaying their own foolishness. How's it possible that something can just suddenly be there without a creator? Everything, even a table, whatever it is. If there's something that is created, obviously there must be a creator. And that goes for everything in this earth and even the stars. There must be a creator. They claim to be wise, but by what they proclaim, they're showing us their foolishness. In fact, also showing us that they do not know God at all. And in fact, we are so wonderfully made that if you look at the eye, just at the different members of the body, we could go into detail. It just cannot just happen, and man cannot make such a thing. And they speak of this Big Bang, the Big Bang theory, and then that caused everything to come into being. Now my children gave me a nice Swiss watch as a present. Now, can you claim that it came into being because of a Big Bang? It just shows that it makes no sense. A
Bible, a base con Bibbio cara e usava nel mio spirito, o che ti nato con fuma, a vaca valuto, quanti lì fanno, o qua cucona.
And a bang, an explosion, doesn't create things, it destroys things. Those that know about the Second World War, there's an explosion, it doesn't create anything, it just destroys what is there.
But the Bible says that was he fed. I'm not thinking of the Bible is that TV. Vengo, sana, no, coco, babe, was that TV, but you banana.
Now, they also claim that we come from the baboons or chimpanzees. What amazes me though is that they don't just make up their mind and go and live in the bush with their forefathers and eat bananas there.
Uma kona ukhona leyo ungaphatheki kabi. Uma ngikhuluma lokho kubi.
Now, if you believe we come from the apes, don't be offended if I speak about your forefathers. You should be proud of them.
Uma ute he, ikoni evolution, ngithi yebo, ikho, ukuthi uzalwe impela. Ngoba uma ngibona wena, ufana nami.
And if you fight so for evolution, then well, I could maybe come to the conclusion then and say, well, if I look at you, then well, maybe there could be some truth in it.
Every evolution looks, it seems, to be like a gorilla. He takes after his forefathers.
So on the eighth day, the boy child had to be circumcised. It was the law of Moses. What's amazing about it? I remember years ago I heard specialists who specialize in this particular field. They say it's amazing that with a child, there's a lot of bleeding, but amazingly, on the eighth day, there's the least amount of bleeding, and that's when the healing process takes the shortest time. So it's amazing when you think of it. Can you then now relate that to evolutionism? That's when you get to the conclusion that evolutionists don't have their brains in their head, they sit on them.
I'm full of loco. Manje, sikuluma, gogusantu, lulwa kukamari.
And now let's move on from that. We want to speak about the purification of Mary.
Umo siwati, guyo nikwa, tigabe pitikusi. Unkulu kulu uti, eva wezi tuwezi na mashuma maane. Uni na ufanenu kaete pili, ayo santu.
Now in Leviticus, it's recorded by Moses that God said that after 40 days, the mother should go to the temple for purification.
Nina, Evan Shadisai, Mantase, Gado, Uguti, live to Ustasa, Uma Westpazan, Ebeleti, Ushugut Nina, Enshadi, Nia, Utilezo, the Kaza e Besege Asantule Usepila Impilo Epenene Aksase Aksaseli Lema Noma Okize Yasike Minaba Bazali Abdi
Now for the sake of the young people and the children, I won't go into detail, but those that are married and who I've shared this with, those that got married here, that is very significant, these 40 days, because it's after those 40 days that that process, that healing process has taken place. Now, if you didn't get married here, maybe your pastor didn't tell you these things. You lost out there, and maybe if I get time, you could come and I could explain it to you. But those are, that's very significant about the 40 days, and that then the purification ceremony takes place. And so it was that after 40 days, it was about 6 weeks, it was required that the mother and the father go up to the temple. It was to present the child to the Lord. And also to bring and offer a sacrifice. They were not to come without a sacrifice. In fact, it was required that they bring an ox as a bull as a sacrifice. So the well-to-do people could afford that. And if you couldn't afford that, you'd bring bring a sheep. And if you couldn't afford that either, and you'd be very poor, then you could bring meal. And so they proceeded to the temple where this purification ceremony took place after 40 days. But not without a sacrifice that was to be put on the altar. And they had to enter through the east gate. That was where this purification ceremony took place.
But
They even have a name for it. I won't tell you that now. So when they got to that point, that's where the animal was slaughtered, and where the blood flowed, and then they had to then proceed to offer it as a sacrifice. Because the purpose was to present this child to the Lord. The Bible says, without the shedding of blood, you cannot draw near to God. And even the Holy of Holies, where the high priest entered only once a year, he could only enter after that blood had been shed. If he would go without the shedding of blood, and then God struck him down. Now today we do not need these animals to be sacrificed, to be slaughtered for that blood to flow. For the Lamb of God, He was the ultimate sacrifice. On the cross, He shed His blood for us. Now in the temple, the entrance to the Holy of Holies, there was a very thick veil which was before it. That's where the high priest went into, and it was a very thick veil, couldn't get through. And no person was authorized to enter to the Holy of Holies. It was only accessible to the high priest, and only once a year, after the shedding of blood. But when the Lamb of God was slain for us, that veil was torn, not from bottom up like someone cutting it, a man cutting it from the bottom. It was torn from the top down. It came from above. It was God Himself who intervened. He made it possible. He opened the way that now all of us have access into God's presence.
And salvation comes from above. It's only God can save a person. I'm getting some
So God comes down. He alone can cleanse us from our sin. And then we have access. Now let's go back to Mary, who came with her sacrifice, her turtle doves.
Uma del potere santo sacerdote di fuoco. Un Cristo ubeca di casi a far face un'unica di casi l'unica.
When that turtle dove was slaughtered, the priest took the blood of that turtle dove and sprinkled it on the mother.
Cade lo casi ubeca. E poi di monche, quasi no monche
And in that way, that was a purification ceremony, where she was purified physically and spiritually.
Un priest, beppe di zanzazate, per contuare, ammussisse, anguenisse, amnichele.
And then the priest put his hands on the child and blessed the child, dedicated it, presenting it to the Lord.
Kodwa ukumiswa kwakho kwezukulunkulu ufukanise lo nkulunkulu ngokankulunkulu mina ke ngakusisa zonke iinkane zakho ezikusizi hayi kusesikhatha yodwa ndifana nojobe owayetha ngisho amadodakazi batolifa kanye nabafana.
Now some people misinterpret this and they say it only applies to the firstborn. And it's like, in fact some firstborns say, well, I am the eldest in the family, so I have that right, everything is mine. No, even I had all my children, all six of them, dedicated and blessed. Like Job, who didn't just give his inheritance to his sons, but even his daughters, it was equally divided among all of them.
Abathande bekhupha ngamadolo bakhe nkulunkulu sinikele ingabeni yethu kuwe ibe ngeyakho.
And then the parents fell on their knees, bowed before the Lord and said, O Lord God, we now present our child to you, we dedicate it to you, it's yours.
Bekhengwenise, usengwenise nathi.
They said, sanctify this child and sanctify us too.
Ukuze sikwazi uma singene ekhaya, sikwazi ukusiza ingane, sikhulise ngokumesaba uNkulunkulu.
Sanctify
ngokumesaba uNkulunkulu. Uma ingane zakho zingamesabi uNkulunkulu, uze wena mzala ukuthi bayifundisa yini kahle.
Sanctify us, Lord, as parents, that we can go back home to enable us to teach our children to grow up in the ways of God and to fear God. To fear God. Dear parent, have you taught your child to fear God? If you haven't, you ask yourself where you failed. So they presented the child to the Lord and dedicated it to the Lord that it may be set apart for God. And that God would bless it.
Nokuthi ube nathi unina ube nami ekubelekeni kwami.
And then this whole ceremony was twofold. The other part of it was to offer a sacrifice of thanksgiving, thanking God for his protection over the mother and the child that it had
already.
Because if you thank God, that is a sacrifice of thanksgiving. And it was an opportunity for the parents just to thank God for keeping them, for his protection through the whole birth. At that time, giving birth was not like today, where it's relatively easy. Well, my children say, well, Father and Dad, it's not so difficult. The birth is not the most difficult. The most difficult is to bring the children up in the fear of God. That's the difficult part. With modern medicine and techniques, there are so many ways of helping at birth, even with a caesar, if there are problems, which wasn't the case in that time. And so it was a miracle every time, and well, I say it still is, but when a child was born healthy, and that's why they brought this sacrifice of thanksgiving. Well, and nowadays with modern medicine, it's so easy. There are so many ways of helping a mother that she doesn't go through that. But even that is not without risk. It has to be done by a specialist who knows what he's doing. And so after 40 days they came for this sanctification, the purification, but also to present thanks, offer thanks to the Lord for keeping them. In fact, the Lutherans to this day even practice that they, after 40 days the mother goes to the church. So they take it from that.
Boom! God, go, go.
For today, they also go to church just to thank God for what He has done for them and granted them. Now, the Old Testament. In the Old Testament, it applied to the firstborn. But in this time, New Testament, it applies to everyone. Everyone must be sanctified. And that mother, that parent, that brings their child to be dedicated and blessed, that's a wise parent. So then they can go back after that. They go from the temple rejoicing. They've been purified, cleansed, and they have offered their thanks. And if that mother had been faithful before, now she goes there after that, this whole ceremony of purification and offering thanks and receiving that blessing, well, then it becomes a double blessing.
And if she was faithful, now she'll be double faithful.
And that is obviously for the one who doesn't just make a circus of it, but it's just show, but he who comes and does it in a genuine way, in truth. Now I said, I'm just going to touch on the points. Now when they were in the temple, there was an old man that approached them. His name was Simeon. And when Simeon saw that child, remember Mary had said nothing to him, no one had announced this to him, but when he saw that child, he went to them, he took that child, took him in his arms, embraced the child, and he said, "Oh Lord God, now you can let your servant depart in peace, for my eyes have seen your salvation, the salvation of the Almighty."
Simanga, uSimeon ubelungile, ubemesaba uNkulunkulu, ubephile ethempelini. uNkulunkulu wakhuluma ngomoya ongcwele kuye. Wathi Simeon, ngeke ufe, ungabonanga intshingiso yakho. Ngeke ufe, ungambonanga uKristu.
It's amazing. Simeon was a righteous man, God-fearing, and he lived in the temple, and God had revealed it to him that he would not die before he'd see his salvation. He didn't phone him. He didn't get a call on a
cell phone.
so kukugeleka etepeni ngosukolthize cha bekuyimfihlo leyo kodwa lapha endlini ehlele endlini yakhe umoya ongcwele wamthinta wathi sukuma yani ethempelini waya umayingena ethempelini umoya ongcwele wathi nango-ke uKristu waqoma wamthatha wamgona wayigona incindiso kasomandla.
And now, and so it was totally unannounced. It was, no one expected it. And yet, when they came and were on their way, God spoke to Simeon through his spirit. He said, go to the temple now. Go there. And then when he saw them, he recognized that is the child. And he embraced God's salvation.
One tita, one fusa, one yisa, one na. Why God, you are here, Lord. I'm sure I will go to you in this soil.
God's Spirit was upon him, and God's Spirit could reveal things to him and move him to do things, and he responded. And that's why he saw God's salvation.
Thank you, Father, my mind. Thank you, Father, my mind.
And he said, Lord, now I can die in peace. Now I've seen it. I've seen the salvation of our God. Most people are afraid of death. They run away from it. If there was a doctor or anyone who'd had a potion that you could take and not die, people would flock there because they don't want to die. Are you afraid to die? If you're afraid to die, then it's because you haven't seen the salvation of God.
In Zulu it says, the salvation of the Almighty. So much. The Almighty. But now I can die in peace. God, we don't need it to do so. Why don't it to do so? Why God now? Why to the dead and she's in Yahke? And now to the good one.
Why could he die in peace? Because he saw God's salvation, and then he also took it. He embraced it, put it close to his heart. He took it for himself. He embraced it with both arms. Blessed is the one who dies having seen the salvation of the Almighty. Woe to you if you die not having seen the salvation of the Almighty, without having been forgiven your sins, cleansed of your sins. And remember, death does not cleanse you either. If you die with your sin, that thing will follow you. You will not enter heaven if you have sin in your life.
You'll be doomed and damned forever if you didn't make right your life. And if you didn't confess your sin, and you weren't washed in the blood of the Lamb, woe to you. You'll die the death of the rich man. He died. But death didn't separated from his sin, he went straight down to hell, to the fiery hurt. And Judas Iscariot, he went to his place. Death didn't separate him from his sin. He went to his place, down to hell.
If you don't embrace salvation before you die, then death will just be the gate into eternal damnation. If you haven't seen the salvation of God, if you haven't embraced His salvation, cry to God, lest you die, and that will be the beginning of an eternal prison and jail, and that pool of fire.
Oh, Señor, if I go into this soul, what do you think of that in touch with me? Saying nothing of a better of my body,
Simeon embraced that salvation. He said, "Now, Lord, your servant can die in peace because I have seen and I have embraced your salvation."
Why should you do? All unina not ofefa bam manga adamadokakunuma.
And he spoke more things than Mary and Joseph were amazed when they heard what he said. And he went on to say that now that the salvation of God has come, all nations will be enlightened by him. They were amazed when they heard that because they thought that the Jews were the chosen people of God. They were amazed when they heard what this old man said, for he said, "No, now the salvation will be for all nations, German, English, Afrikaans, Zulu, Xhosa, whatever nation you are, it applies to everyone." And he said, "This child will lead to the downfall of many, but also to the rising of many." The Bible says if you don't love the Lord, you are cursed. So that then leads to your downfall if you reject it. The priests, the Pharisees at that time, they rejected him and it led to their downfall, but there were many who were raised up through his coming. And he said, "This salvation will be rejected by many."
We'll just have a look. Verse
34b.
Perca, non mi sei tua non fuga qua bandini tu Israele, ne si può nagare in uso, e si piguale.
And it says in 34, behold, this child is destined for the fall and rising of many in Israel, and for a sign which will be spoken against.
Give me a sign that will be spoken against. We are shocked if people speak bad about us. We are shocked if they speak badly about and criticize revival. He'll be a sign that will be spoken against.
You must remember that you are a Christian.
A sign that will be spoken against. If people don't speak against you,
you're not a genuine Christian. You're a Pharisee.
You're a child of the world. And the devil is in you.
All the pushing into Satan and the wicked, Umma Abad, Venga Piggies, Venga Kudumika, Shagal, No Jesu,
Isai,
No Piggies.
But Piggies, the Piggies, Nano Kuzuba, Huabado,
No Kuga, Wanda, Baba Mugedai,
Abba Pharisee. O Herod, I told them.
What a poor fucker.
O Simeon, we are gone
up. Send you so much.
There were those like Herod who rejected him. They spoke against him, but it was led to their downfall. But then there were those like Simeon, saw him, embraced him, and that was their rising up.
Like Herod, he didn't embrace the child.
He wanted to kill the child,
and that was his downfall.
But Simeon
embraced the child.
Herod is burning in hell right now.
He's burning for about 2,000 years already, and he'll burn forever and ever because he fell because of this child.
O Herod, 7 years ago, 2,000 ashes away. God was a social for the ink, not Hagat, go away, Pigalina.
All the nine put us against the Kerbaka Kuru, one hundred and 50 years
apart.
And he said that a sword will pierce through your own soul, and that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. And as it says in Corinthians, that when it is prophesied, then people will be pierced and they will be convicted. And that's why it is that when you sit under God's word, you sit there and maybe you say, oh, someone's told on me. Someone has told him about my life. No, it's God's Spirit convicting you in your own heart.
I have to be around the cat. No, me email. Who would this year?
My own way. One team done. Why did you poke away bar in the stacker?
Kaldema Wako, who are my food?
As you've heard, he wasn't sent a card or an email saying, look, we'll be arriving at such a time. No, it was the Holy Spirit that spoke to him and prompted him to go up to the temple at that moment. And that was the revelation to be there at the right time. And the same happened to Anna.
Now, mooie hoed gegeven.
Ha, ba!
Ook met hem kan dat weer, heb je dat ze zoen.
Heb je net een koos?
Ha, ba!
Bonne! Ik ga niet. Om twaalf, om kreeft.
And she was also prompted by the Holy Spirit. She was an old woman of great age. But yet the Lord could speak to her. She was prompted in that way, saying, Go up now to see the child in the temple now.
Aba, ma fumush. Ati ubendo 84 years. Right? Amanya ati 84 years.
Now, some translations put it this way, that she was 84 years old. Others say that she had been a widow for 84 years. So 84 was old already, but in some translations it says clearly that she had been a widow for 84 years. She was a virgin.
Why say that? Why chata en domito? And you chata ni domito. Uad, why chata en domito? I say it.
And
I think greatly. Utamatota Asulin Sinayabu Guruwe.
And
Ubeto Mito Washata Washana Nukwenya 7 years. Ever for 7 years. Washo Nukwenya.
And so she married as a virgin. She was a virgin when she got married. She wasn't like some young girls who they just act as a doormat for any boy to wipe off their dirt on. But she married as a virgin, and then she lived with her husband for 7 years when he died. And she didn't get married again. She stayed a widow. She wasn't like some young widows who, when they lose their husband, suddenly they start dressing like young girls again, trying to attract another man. No, she wasn't that type.
If you might be able to know the names who moved on a patch about 60 years, who go to fellow guys. No, who was a poruta, who be canoe, and who do chata. God, who be getting low. 84 years of sedent temple, who ya come that let me in a sips.
But Anna was a different type, even though the Bible says that you should not classify a widow as a widow until she's over 60 years old, or 60 years old. Because so many young widows, they lose their first love, it grows cold, and then they get distracted, and then they get interested in men again. But Anna stayed faithful to the Lord for 84 years. She was faithful to the Lord.
Get this straight. I didn't say if you're a widow, you're not allowed to marry. If the lust of the flesh troubles you, get married as soon as possible. Come to me and say, Anna, pray for me. I'm in need of a man. I'll do so. I won't laugh at you. But it's got to be God and not your own lust that is troubling you. But if it troubles you, it's better to get married than to burn. I get you should love a fellow, love a fellow, a matter, no one is to try to go. Bangabuya Masha. When you go, the walls are going to come down for now, without now, of course, we are Masha. Nigito. What for the Kuluku lady? Shut up, shut up. And what's the matter? What are 84 years? es fe, emphenogas.
So Anna lived for 84 years as a widow.
Kamagage, Bejan descendants, 84 and 7. So we talk about 84 and 7 years, which would 91.
Veseke ushadeni,
eya kube yinto, ube no 16,
noma ube no 20, noma ube no 18, kutsho ukuthi impela liqinisile iBhayibheli, ube mdala kakhulu,
dlule ekhulwini leminyaka.
So she got married as a virtual widow. No, was she 16, 18, or 20? And then she was married for 7 years, and then a widow for 84. You can imagine, then she would have been way over 100. No wonder that the Bible says she was old. But what a widow, what a person who lived and spent her time in the temple, fasting and praying for God's salvation, and God rewarded her. She didn't die before she had seen it. Now we could carry on, go into more detail, but I'll just cut it short. Let me end with this point. You heard that Simeon and Anna, it was not announced to them that the child was coming, but the Holy Spirit prompted them. The Holy Spirit was upon them and revealed things to them, and they got caught hold of it and embraced it. It breaks my heart when I then see some Christians who've received the Holy Spirit, and then you find that they don't get prompted by the Holy Spirit. He cannot reveal things to them. They cannot discern things. The Holy Spirit, who unites us, speaks to us, and does so much for us, and you see no sign of Him in their lives.
They can't be one with other Christians, children of the Lord. Nothingness. The devil must be in your heart. Oh, but I'm a Christian. How can the devil be in my heart? You stupid. The Bible says, give no room to the devil. And you give room to the devil. You've got the Holy Spirit. And you err. You don't walk on the narrow path. You follow the world. It's past. My friends, I can't understand. I can't fathom. How is it possible that a person who has got the Holy Spirit goes wrong? It's sidetracked. Only one explanation. The devil came into that life.
The early church was united. They were one in heart and in spirit and in soul. And they spoke like with one voice. There was no disunity. It said, when a person claims to have the Holy Spirit, and yet he gives the devil room in his and for her life, but that will come to light. And if he can't persist in that way when he dies, he's on his way to hell. I remember one day a man came
to me,
weeping. And he said, oh, I had a terrible dream about somebody. I was lying on my bed.
What did you do down there?
And the girl came and got into bed with him. And then she came closer and closer to me. He said, I don't understand it. I've committed my life to the Lord. I'm actually not troubled by sexual thoughts and things, and I don't understand how I could even dream such a thing, that I could experience that. I've also been faithful to my wife. I've never had an affair with another girl. And then I said to him, I said, brother, if you dream, it refers to spiritual things. And God is giving you a picture of how He sees you. If you get angry, raise your voice and shout. You're irritated, and you have a grudge, and hatred. That's that. That's the prostitute that's getting into bed with you, getting closer and closer to you. That's how God sees it, because that's the devil coming into your, in between your relationship with God. It's tragic. It's tragic.
Bunt und Schatua Konaye. Autempegi. Genisa Magnamatota.
It's tragic when a Christian allows and gives the devil room and he lets the devil in, be it through a grudge, through hatred, through stubbornness. That is that prostitute coming into bed with you. And if you don't deal with it, it will one day come to
light.
You get that... that prostitute of gossip. Maybe it's Miss Anger or Miss Grudge or Miss Bitterness or Miss Lying. And that she's coming into bed with you, and instead of you kicking her out, no, you embrace her.
You don't resist.
You don't resist the sin, you embrace it. Well, I'm cutting it short and stopping
here.
I hope you've heard. If you don't want to hear, well then, you just go to hell. And if you've spoken something wrong, even to your parent, if you don't make that right, you die with it, woe to you. And remember, sin doesn't separate you from your sin. That sin will accompany you. You'll stand before God with that sin.
The Kale Uches and Sorba was to the age. Sakumega was Santuluna, Uga Maria. Sesikina was Simeoni, no Anna. Aber a Kucho Moya. When we are Kucho Moya, no Kucho is in his eight of Ishiene Mumu, Pedunde, Pampasu.
Now we
start.
Now we started with the circumcision, and we spoke about the purification, and then we went on to speak about Simeon and Anna, and how they were prompted by God, by His Holy Spirit. Now, what prompts you? What is it that drives you in your life? Answer me. Today, the 30th of January, 2011, at 12:45, you answer me in your heart before God, and God records that answer.
Of course.
Let's bow our heads and
listen.
years ago.
What changed in 6 years, Yom Kippur?
You touched people's hearts.
Gilchet Ali, Dadjulum Shaba. Isululi Shabi, Gotawe. Ubu Pilfkofa. Pilfkofa Maj.
Lord, even right in the beginning, when the earth was just empty and void, but your spirit was above and over the waters.
Wa fukumela umhlaba njengesikhukukazi, sifukumela amakhandaso, kwase kuthambiseleka, kwavela okuhle nokuhle, moyo ongcwele. Sithathe njengesikhukukazi, sithathe amazinyo amakhandaso, moyo ongcwele. Hlala phezu kwala mazwi ukuthi athinde, asiphilise, asiwenise.
And Lord, as your spirit brooded over the earth at that time, and something wonderful, something good came out, so Lord, may your Holy Spirit brood over even these words, that something wonderful, something sanctified, something glorious can come out of it. Blessed is one who hears and does. And if you don't embrace it and get that blessing, the opposite is the curse, and that will then be with you. But those that seek God's salvation and embrace it, and embrace the Savior, they will receive the blessing.